Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights where you grind when everyone else has gone home every single day.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece, and that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections, all that. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself, and you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges. Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed, but you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people,
we say she's gifted. She's smarter than me.
She just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education. She had an easier background. She got lucky.
You've heard the cliche because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get.
They don't see these motherfuckers, man. What they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough. Shouldn't it be here? Shouldn't it be here? Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
Not the strongest guy. Not the fastest guy. Not the smartest guy. But I will work. And I will work hard. I will be up when my competitors sleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys couldn't. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
Some of you are in the darkest of darkest valleys. I don't know what you're going through, but I know what you need. And I want you to know that beautiful things can come from your broken pieces when you give your broken pieces a chance.
It is okay to be scared. It is okay to cry. But giving up is not.
I just want you to know that it's not the end. It matters how you're going to finish.
I don't care how dark it looked for you. I don't care what they done said to you. I don't care what the verdict is. I don't care what the haters say. It ain't over. No matter what happens to you, it ain't over. Ain't no such a thing as over. Do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right. Do you know that you can be divorced multiple times and still be okay? Do you understand that you cannot have a degree and still be just fine? Now, whatever you've been through, whatever that is, guess what? You're still here. You have a great life in front of you. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process. Because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it. Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you're in the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you. If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they? When they tell you to put all your stuff back on your desk, don't do that, man. Don't do that. When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. Don't believe them. You got to be relentless.
And I'm saying to you, What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
Life happens. Things happen out of your control. Now you can either respond to that in the way you should, or you can let that mess you up. It's not what happens to you in life that determines your future. It's how you respond to what happens to you that determines your future.
I fail over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you, or is failure going to make you?
You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they count on me.
It's going to take everything in you that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? Don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
You've got to focus on you. You've got to convince yourself every day, selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? I can become upset, nervous, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Make it okay. If it becomes hard, then do it hard. But many of us just stop dead in our tracks. I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. You've got genius in you. Challenge yourself. Push yourself. Make yourself come up with something. Use your imagination. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want. That book you want to write. That dream that you have of controlling your destiny. That is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
There are going to be days where you do not feel like doing any. Those days are going to be there no matter what path you take.
We have two voices in our mind. It's that one voice. It's that soft motherfucker. That soft motherfucker voice that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay.
You can take the day off saying you don't need to go hard.
It's that coddling voice. You want to be hugged and nurtured and all that shit.
That voice, that nagging voice of weakness. The one that tells you to back off, to simmer down, to take it easy. When you hear that voice, tell it no. Tell it to sit down and be quiet.
Suppress that voice. You got another voice in your head that's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be?
Because that pain that you are feeling is the test.
This is a test. This is the day I'm going to find out if my goals really are my goal.
Michael Jordan, they call it the flu game. He still scored more than the average dude with the flu. Even when you got the flu and you playing other champions, you still score more than they score because you've learned how to dominate.
I'm talking about looking yourself in the mirror, looking yourself in the eye and saying, I'm going to dominate today better than any other day. Learn how to get excited when that feeling creeps in of, I don't want to do it. And when those test days become something that you live for, something you look forward to, now you're talking about a whole different level of mindset. You're talking about unstoppable force of nature that cannot be swift.
Mental toughness is the ability to resist, to manage, overcome doubt, overcome worries, overcome concerns, overcome circumstances that prevent most people from succeeding or performing under pressure. Every human being that is not successful versus every human being that's successful, the only difference between them is mental toughness. One group, when they come up against trials and tribulations, they shrink. One group of people, when they come up against a recession, they shrink. Weak-minded people, they buckle, they complain, they look for every excuse. But mentally tough people, we saw the storm and we pull on our surfboard and we begin to surf on the waves that drown most people.
Your mind is the most important thing you have, and you gotta control it. I don't care what's happening, you have to control it. When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have a mentality of a champ?
Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone. That's when it's showtime. When you find the way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are. It doesn't matter who your fucking parents are. Dude, we can make every excuse in the book. But I promise you, for every excuse you can make, there are literally thousands of people who had it harder than you that have done what the fuck you want to do. There is nothing that can fucking stop you when you become so skilled that every single person around you sees that and it recognizes that. And that is a habit. That is not a gift. That is something that you can create. It's a skill you can learn. So develop the skill of becoming undeniable if you really want to guarantee your success.
You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. When you're not doing what coach telling you to do. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no doggo helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind. It's about a commitment to you. That's what's wrong with a lot of you. Because you want somebody else to be more committed to you than you want to be to yourself. And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
I'm shocked more people are on obese mode. There are people who live from check to check and they comfortable. Listen to me. Unless you number one in your industry, you shouldn't be chilling. And if you number one in your industry, you got enough common sense to know you better not be chilling. So I need that dog.
Execute, execute, execute. Why? Because when you get results, you get rewards. If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up. You want affirmation, look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver. I wake up every single day and I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Y'all gotta do me a favor. Stop being gazelles. You're not average. You're not even good. You were born to be great. So be phenomenal or you will be forgotten.
I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got
is I will outwork you. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21.
You've got to understand, it's not about what you were born with. It's not about what you were given, where you started, or even where you're going. It is entirely about what you plant at the center of your soul, how hard you're willing to go after something, how much focus you're willing to put in your life, and how often you come back to that level of intensity for who you want to be.
You have to make a decision that nobody in your position will outwork you.
Some people run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. You're not going to outwork me, so I'm going to catch up somewhere.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there.
You got to kill. What's going to separate you from everybody else? I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have, the grind that I have when I do what I do. I got a different motor. I got a different grind.
I'm always going to give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work. If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
Your dream come when you push. And I'm not getting no cookies and ice cream. Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know you feel it? You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. So push. Just push past the fight. Push. Don't quit. Push. And you push your way to success.
You have a chance to control your destiny. All of us are created equal. Some of us just work harder. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it. I gotta take it to another level. You get a breakthrough when you fight. That's the hardest part, because the breakthrough, that last 10%, is all mental toughness.
It's time to unwrap your potential you can be. It's within you. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their keen ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it was about being the hardest working worker in the room.
No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
If you want to live a happy, healthy, successful life, you've got to pick to go through the pain now and enjoy the peace later.
Do not fall victim to the short-term gratification that is whispering in your ear, telling you 5 more minutes is fine. You can sleep in. You can eat that just this once. You can take the day off. You deserve to take a break. Shut that voice down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Your habits are the building blocks of your life. It's what you do every single day that matters more than anything. Doing things that are a break from your routine are gonna require force. So you have to force yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. If you listen to how you feel, you'll never get it because you'll never feel like doing it.
Decide you'll do it no matter what. Commit yourself to the regime. You get up when you're supposed to get up. You study when you're supposed to study. You go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym. You work when you're supposed to work. You do whatever it is you told yourself you were gonna do long after the mood you set it in is left.
If you don't control your mind and your mind controls you, you're fucked. You gotta take control and tell your brain where you wanna go and what you wanna do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser. The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is going to happen to you. You got to get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here.
The world isn't going to stop and time isn't going to stop.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days back to back to back to back. Because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after
after day after day without you winning.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I worked a Saturday twice a month. All in is not I missed one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. You better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable, because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile can you get by not being uncomfortable. Everything's going to make you uncomfortable. Get fucking used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
Everything that you do is habit forming. And that includes hitting the snooze button. That includes sitting on the couch. That includes eating donuts. It's all habit forming. You know what else is habit forming? Discipline. Setting the alarm and getting up. Going and working out. Eating steak. That stuff is all habit forming too. I recommend you form some discipline habits.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
And you need to learn to check yourself. And I want you to say, the reason I'm not an amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. The reason why I'm not amazing right now is because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing to be amazing.
Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it. And they misfire all the time.
You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No, you have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
That will ultimately bring us freedom.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular shit. It's the shit you do every day that 99% of you motherfuckers think doesn't matter. They look at it like you do a few things. I fucking ate right for 3 days. Why am I not a fucking fitness model? I did my tasks that I needed to do. I sent 5 emails. I called 10 people. Why am I not running a $10 million company? Because they don't understand what mastering the monotonous means. It means doing the shit that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and they make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The problem is that most people, they like, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. And you're just too slow. It just takes you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average, because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream. I didn't get to where I am, but I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta kill. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 100%. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. Now you gotta pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
You wanna exercise your freedom on the world, but you don't wanna exercise it on yourself. Oh, you'll shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable too.
You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire.
There are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you.
You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
And you need to get rid of them excuses, and you need to stop pointing fingers at people, and you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
Because I owe it to myself, and can't nobody stop me but me.
Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
You have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating. Stop with this hope, stop with this I wish, and start replacing those terms with I will fucking do no matter what.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no, tell you stop, tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. I have to take complete ownership. I had to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control.
It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that fucking snooze button in the fucking morning and not making your bed, not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed. You don't want to clean your house, you clean your house. You don't want to study, you can study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
Make every day your masterpiece. The secret of your success is determined by what we do daily.
And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself.
yourself, and then we're going to get you a whole other level.
Embrace the pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Start to take the pressure that you feel from what it is you want to do and turn that into productive action. Let it be the thing that makes you get where you want to go when everybody else is just taking it easy.
No more playing after today. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time, and you're going to get control.
I'm speaking to the people who want more, the people who want to be the fucking pinnacle, the people who want to be accomplished, the people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party. Kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, when I say all in, I mean all the fuck in. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flip day, where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation, why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months, please let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm gonna go buy the course today. I'm gonna get better at it today, not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time f-ing off, and you think you're gonna be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process. Your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business, triple it, because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just gonna be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else. Work while they sleep, learn while they party, save while they spend, and live like they dream.
I hate it when I see young people wasting their time, wasting all this technology got, just sitting around in this world that's been created for you, that everything is instant. You all have stuff at your fingertips that can make you great. But if you could combine your technology with your parents and your grandparents' work ethic, you could be rich, man. But you cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around.
You got to be very intentional and deliberate. The stuff that you're dreaming about, the stuff that you want to happen, is not going to happen by osmosis. Like, you got to get up and you got to go after it.
And what the devil wants you to do, what the enemy wants you to do, is get distracted and focus on stuff you shouldn't be just focusing on. He wants you to stay in bed. What he would love to do is for you to waste these next 2 or 3 weeks.
People spend time waiting for when the time is going to be right. They're waiting for the pieces to fall into place. They're waiting for the planets to align. They're waiting for everything to be all set. It's not going to happen. You want to know when the time is right? The time is right
now. All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go, and procrastination dies. Just don't allow it. Stop it and do what you need to do. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. You gotta take that thing out. Like, you gotta take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You gotta go get it.
You ain't gonna be here forever. And if you ain't careful, you're gonna get to the end of your life and still be saying that you're gonna do it tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. From this day forward, I want you to start living your life as tomorrow wasn't gonna come. And that right here, right now, is the only time you can act. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right here, right now. Action is the only cure for procrastination. You need to do it now. Don't wait. Don't make excuses. Don't come up with reasons why you can't, and focus on all the shit that might happen if things go wrong. Just get up, get out, and get shit done. You get one shot. One. Every time you find yourself putting things off, remind yourself that there is no tomorrow. There is only today for you to act. Do it. Do it now. Act.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. Because if you really want motherfuckers to believe in you, go out and build something great.
When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fucking fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own shit. They worry about their own actions. And they worry about how they can get better at it. How about you take the time you spend gossiping and talking about and worrying about other motherfuckers and put that same time into developing yourself?
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success.
You have to begin to fortify yourself. You have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done. I had to say, no, 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 Les. Hey, hey, come on, man. Get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. Doesn't take an Einstein. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. Sometimes life will take you to your knees. Sometimes you have to cry.
Sometimes will hurt deep inside. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make.
You can suffer, or you can choose to do whatever you need to do to liberate yourself, whatever you need to do to reinvent yourself, whatever you need to do to overcome whatever you are stuck in right now. It does not have to be your residency.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing, no matter what.
You got to be bold in life, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're not bold, if you're not standing up inside yourself, if you're not willing to call into being the highest and the strongest that's within you when you're facing life's challenges, life will trample you. But see, when you discover the truth of this goodness, this power that you have within you, that truth will set you free from ever being a victim in life. That truth will enable you to handle things with a level of equanimity that will surprise you. Getting unstuck means that you are going to start living life on your terms, rather than just gliding through every day on automatic. That you have a special power within. That you know that things are going to get better for you. You know that you can handle this. And because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to decide that I'm going to go all out.
We decide which moments define us. Will it be the moment we get knocked down? Or will it be the moment when we get back up? This is when we show the world what we're made of. Listen to me, you can't give up. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
People who operate in darkness, they are relentless. They never stop. And we have to make it our full-time job to fight back. You got to put your foot down. You got to get an attitude. You got to get fired up.
Go look yourself in the mirror, and I want you to vow to be amazing. I want you to vow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying.
Make a commitment to yourself today. Vow to yourself today that you will make whatever sacrifice, that you will pay whatever it takes, that you will do whatever you have to do to be amazing.
And don't be disturbed because no one else can see it. That's not unusual. You've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside.
You need to change on how you look at those people, what they say to you. You got to start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem. So if people talk to you, it doesn't fucking matter.
That's play power in adversity. If you're a victim of any kind, make sure you use that to become successful.
It's about going that extra step when you fucking can. That's what builds self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things.
Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Everybody has a defining moment. Whatever your defining moment is, own it and say to yourself, after today, I will do whatever it takes to become everything I can become.
Raise the bar on yourself. Challenge yourself. Expect things to be great for you because you're going to show up differently. Fight like a warrior.
There's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them and it's holding them down and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
There are two fundamental attitudes toward life and its sorrows. Those with the first attitude blame the world. Those with the second ask what they could do differently. It's much easier and much more gratifying to your basest desires to blame someone else for your misery.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. And that's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts. No, we're working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Every day, I demand more from myself than anybody else could humanly expect. I'm not competing with somebody else. I'm competing with what I'm capable of. My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to ride. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim. Why? Because I owe it to myself. Can't nobody stop me but me.
resources, time, money, network we don't have. When you look at the most powerful and effective people in history, we're never the problem. They didn't have the resources, but they got them. How do people get resources when they don't have them? The answer is they're resourceful. The ultimate resource is resourcefulness. That's what makes someone successful. And here's what's great about resourcefulness. Who has it within them? Who? Every human being. The question is whether you access it or not. If you're creative enough, can you find an answer to the problem? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the money that you don't have? Can you find it? Yes or no? If you care enough and get other people to care with you, can you get them to help you? Yes or no? If you are bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you're disciplined enough, can you get yourself to do things other people cannot find a way to do? Yes or no?
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. And a lot of people who have resources, they have other choices. They could say, oh, this is fucking hard, so they quit. They could say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. When you don't have any other option but to succeed, your chances of success are pretty fucking good. You have to try and put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall, guys, because when your fucking back is against the wall, that's when you're gonna fucking fight.
It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success. My back is up against this motherfucker every day, and I gotta go that way. And I don't give a who is in front of me. They're not gonna stop me.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. But make sure you do all you can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life.
You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. Beast mode. You better run, and you better run fast, because your boy E.T., I'm coming to get it.
Life is going to beat you upside your head. Life will strip you to the core.
You will cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down.
If somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you say, it ain't my fault. You right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you still on the ground after 20 years? If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. You're going to have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life.
I love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life.
I'm not stupid. I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that, because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's going to respond and I'm going to start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid. I know how to talk negative, but I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen.
At the end of pain is your million. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it. You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is gonna take you to the next level. No pain,
no game. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond.
But if you weep, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me and they couldn't.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back.
Average people live off talents. Phenomenal people live off efforts.
Life don't whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as that breath in your nostrils, you still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built different. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built different. You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
You're setting the example every single day of your life.
You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to study? You fucking study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
When something sucks, good. It's going to make me tougher. It's going to give me a good story to tell. So bring it.
Learn to bring that savage mentality out of yourself. The animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gets a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life. And you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
Some of you are not successful because you think effort is success. You think because you put in 40 hours that you're supposed to get some because you put in 40. It don't work like that in the school of hard knocks. They don't care how many hours you put. They just want to see the execution. So you feeling in your spirit like, yo, but I did just as much as he did. I studied just as much as he studied. It doesn't matter. You just got to execute.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
A true dog mentality is not a nothing man to the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not a nothing man to 5K. Win a 10K. It's not a nothing became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not a nothing lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going, and only where you're going to be your best self.
You're
going to
do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart, and you are going to win.
You're after the peace and the happiness and the pride that comes with knowing exactly what the f*** you're made of.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
When nobody knows what you're doing, when you're putting in those extra reps, it's the process that makes you sweet. I'm telling you that you gotta be possessed with the vision.
I don't care if I win. I just want to keep coming after you.
You're gonna knock down whatever that rock is that's been between you and your dream. You're gonna keep after. You're gonna be relentless. You're not gonna give in. You're gonna be the person who stays excited until the entire job gets done, until that dream is real. And you know, long term, all these other people, they're gonna flinch, they're gonna get weak, and you won't.
When we're laying on our deathbed,
You're not going to worry about how much money you had, how much power you had, how much prestige. You're going to see that that was all game, that that was all an illusion. The only thing that's going to matter is the impact you had on other people's lives.
We are all on a separate journey. But the beautiful thing about our life here on this earth is at my funeral, they ain't going to talk about my success. They're going to talk about who Nick was and how Nick lived and how Nick loved and encouraged.
Success is incredibly important, but even more important than success, it's having an impact.
From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're going to score every time, but you can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate what kind of game you're going to have. You can't dictate how your body is going to respond to moving around, but you can dictate your effort.
You can't listen to your mom. You can't listen to your dad. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to the fucking internet. You can't stick your fucking toe in the pool and say, oh, you know, I don't know, this kind of feels weird. No, you have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go hang out with some hyenas.
Your job right now, and how you execute that job, is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. That's what winners do. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrenders. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the apex, you gotta be it. It has to consume you. All men are created equal. Some just work harder. You want to know what it takes to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. It's what goes on when the cameras go off. Hard work, determination, and grit. You will not outwork me. I will get up earlier than you. I will go to sleep later than you. I will put in more hours than you. I will read more than you. I will grow. I will do whatever it takes. I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you going to do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm going to destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they paid for and it ain't free.
You gotta learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you gotta understand that greatness is within you and you gotta pull it out. You gotta climb every mountain. You gotta cry if you got to, but whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. But I know greatness is within you, and you got what it takes.
They say an alligator is so ferocious it'll kill a lion, but I can kill an alligator with my bare hands. Kyle, you kill it right after it eats, because right after it eats, it gets satisfied. And it goes to a state like it's almost paralyzed. Some of y'all in this room, are you paralyzed? You had a little success. You done what nobody else in your family has done, and now you chilling. Come on, you ain't hungry no more. I need you to stay focused. Why? You should still be hungry. What have you eaten that's got you satisfied? What have you done? What have you accomplished that got you so full?
True champions get hungrier every time they win. They don't reach a peak. They don't reach a pinnacle. Winners dominate losers. Legends dominate winners. And your mentality on this earth should be that you want to dominate winners. Legends feel fulfilled and happy because they do what they have to do to be the best there ever was at whatever it is that you do. Just winning is not enough. You're not maximizing your potential. You're not becoming who the fuck you could become. But dominating people who are winning, that's something that'll leave you a fucking legacy.
I got to stay hungry. I try to keep it humble. I walk around, I don't even want people to know who I am. Why? Because I still want to have that dog. I still need to stay hungry. And when you got pride, it gets in the way of you being hungry. And you need that hunger. But y'all ain't got no doggone motor. You get tired quick. You do a couple hours, you tired. Man, you got to have that dog. You got to take that personal. Every single year, your appetite should go up. You should never get settled. You should never get content. Every single year, I want to be successful. I want to execute. I want to make all my dreams become a reality. So my appetite increases. It gets stronger every year. I want more. I want to do more. I want to help more. Every year, I want to be bolder. I want to be better. I want to be stronger every single year. All men are created equal. Some work harder. Some get up at 2:30 in the morning. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't surrender. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level.
See, some of you have dreams and goals, but hard work, you can't get around it. I wish there was a magic wand that I could wave that your passion, your dream, that thing you want to achieve, it could just happen, but it can't. Hard work is required. Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy.
What are you doing to make your next effort your best effort? Are you reaching deep down inside to fight through everything that you're going through right now? Or are you settling to be where you are at this current moment? You need to work an hour longer. You need to run just a little faster. You need to put 5 more pounds on the rack. That's the effort you need to be great. That's the sacrifice that you have to put in order for you to get to the next level that you need to be at.
It's going to take the dog mentality. It's going to take you getting a hold of this thing and not letting go. You're going to have to fight and fight and fight till you can't fight anymore. If you put in your mind at this moment that whatever it takes, I will do whatever I have to do to get to the other side, to make it over, to press through this. Nothing will hold me back. Nothing will stop me.
You need to put more energy into what you're doing than anybody else. So you're getting up at 4 and it ain't working. Get up at 3:30. So you read the book once and you didn't get it. Read it twice. Read it 3 times.
You can strive for 100%. You may get to 99, but that 1%, it can hurt more than anything. 1% is injuries. 1% is bumps and bruises. 1% is sweat, blood, and tears every single day. But when you're down and you feel out, just remember this is that 1%. So you push back, you fight back, you get up, dust yourself off.
This ain't for the weak and the uncommitted. Sometimes it's gonna hurt, sometimes it's gonna be painful. Sometimes you're not gonna be able to walk, but if you want it, you gotta go get it. You gotta play hard for it. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak.
When you're working out, you wanna die. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat, because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock, you're sipping on a protein shake. Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard!